What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hi, this is Mark Witten, co-creator of Bloody Disgusting's The Hotel, and your lobby boy. For early access to ad-free episodes, monthly bonus episodes and postcards, access to our behind-the-scenes podcast, We Made the Hotel, and to get your name in our guestbook, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/thehotel. Thanks for listening.
Mr. Jacob Withers calls down to the desk again. He's been calling all night, even though it's barely 11. He checked in early, I think. And he's made it very clear that the accommodations provided are not up to snuff. Not what he is accustomed to. He rattled off a list of names the third time he called down. I assume they are the names of what he believes are the finest hotels he's stayed in. Hotels that afforded him comforts and pleasures that we at the hotel have not afforded him. I send up the lobby boy with softer towels. I send up the lobby boy to assist him with the air conditioner. I send up the lobby boy with different food several times. There is no detail too irrelevant to Mr. Withers. No amenity too temporary or insignificant to ignore, to enjoy without comment. With apologies, the shampoo bottles in your room are all the hotel can provide.
Well, the Imperium Arms always has a variety of soaps and shampoos when I stay there,
he says. I tell him I understand his frustration. And if there's anything else we can do to make his stay more comfortable, please continue to let us know.
Well, the air conditioner is still not satisfactory. It's too hot,
he says. I can't argue with that. The hotel can be very hot. I tell him the lobby boy will be up at once to ensure only the coldest of evenings so he may sleep comfortably. He just grunts and hangs up the phone. I give the most imperceptible nod to the lobby boy and he understands. He lurches off to the room. We always take great care of our guests, no matter their attitude or station. When the lobby boy arrives, the guest is already in bed, and he makes sure to let us know how inconvenient it is to be disturbed just as he's drifting off. The lobby boy probably lifts his pillbox hat off his head with apologies, then sets to work on the air conditioner. It only takes a moment. Even if I had not sent him up, it would have only taken a moment. It hums and rumbles in a way that probably upsets the guest, but he doesn't say anything. He's probably already asleep. He doesn't really care if the shampoo is too dry, or the food overcooked, or the towels a bit scratchy. He just likes to correct and pick. It's his way of keeping busy, like a hobby he doesn't care about. Looking around the room, you may notice the shampoo is untouched. The towels still neatly folded on the bathroom counter. The tray of food on the table has only been picked at, moved around. A light layer of frost is already forming around the edges. The air conditioner is working perfectly now, struggling loudly. Not quite loudly enough to wake the guest up yet. The vents are frozen, and the moisture is coming out as a tiny flurry of snow, softly falling. Our guest doesn't even wake up until the unused shampoo in the bathroom has frozen solid. Maybe the rough frozen pillows woke him. Maybe the air conditioner finally gurgled loudly enough to disturb him. If he shifted while dreaming, the blankets would have prevented him from moving. That would wake anyone. Being restrained is a common nightmare. Judging from the sounds of his screaming, though, I imagine he woke up from the pain. I don't know how cold it was when he realized he was frozen to the bed. I don't know if his cheeks were red or toes were black. I assume they hadn't chipped off yet. I hear his screams change in pitch after some time. Much longer than I had expected. I recognize that pitch. It's the very specific screaming of someone who knows they are trapped. And some irreversible thing has happened to their body. But they must go on living. For a little while, at least. Right to the end, Jacob Withers was still finding something to complain about.
The Hotel was created and produced by Travis McMaster and Mark Whitten, starring Kelly Ninaltowski as the manager, Mark Whitten as the lobby boy, Graham Rowett as the owner, and Krista Lewis. Music by Lauren Picorni, West Rodri, and special guest composer Zach Tatum Drake.